AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Police in Baltimore are investigating what they call a premeditated attack on a street that left 8 people wounded and 3 armed gunmen on the run. Police Commissioner Kevin Davis says 2 of the victims are a little girl and her father.
The 3-year-old little girl and her father were just off to the side, so they sustained some gunshot wounds from these errant gangsters who just opened fire on their group of intended targets.
Police in Washington State say they have taken into custody a 20-year-old suspect in a mall shooting that left 4 females and a male dead. A funeral was held for Terrence Crutcher in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on Saturday. He's the unarmed black man who was shot and killed by a female white police officer. The Crutcher family attorney says he joins a growing list of African-American men killed at the hands of police.
Sandra Bland killed by asserting her rights while black. It could have been me. Walter Scott killed while running while black. It could have been me. And Terrence Crutcher killed while needing help. It could have been me.
President Obama was able to weave the past into the present when he dedicated the new National Museum of African American History on the Mall in Washington.
Amidst the pageantry, President Obama says the African American Museum helps tell a richer, fuller story of who we are as Americans. That includes African Americans who were brought to this country as slaves.
Shackled and bound and bought and sold.
He says seeing the artifacts of that time and then the uniform of General Colin Powell may not help end poverty and injustice, but
perhaps it can help a white visitor understand the pain and anger of demonstrators in places like Ferguson and Charlotte.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is AP Radio News. Actor Bill Nunn died Saturday after battling cancer.
Radio Raheem is now resting in power. These are the words of film director Spike Lee on Instagram, commemorating the life of veteran character actor and fellow Morehouse College alum, Bill Nunn.
I can tell you the story of right hand, left hand. It's a tale of good and evil.
The actor's credits range from Do the Right Thing, School Days, He Got Game, New Jack City, and the Spider-Man trilogy. According to his wife, Donna, Bill Nunn died at his home in Pittsburgh, where he had been battling cancer. He was 63. I'm Nikki Mayo.
1-year-old Princess Charlotte, 3-year-old Prince George, and their parents, Prince William and Kate, arrived in Canada on Saturday for their first official trip overseas as a family of 4. Charlotte nibbled on her finger while being held by her mother, and little George hid behind his father. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.